This impressive fort has stood watch over the Atlantic for nearly 400 years. For some of those centuries who scanned the ocean for invading navies, the fear was not a foreign fleet, but rather the devil himself. Isolated events grew into stories, which gave way to tales of centuries vanishing into the night. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if these vegetables are being contaminated with bacteria that could cause paralysis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods, like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The massive fortifications of El Morro and San Cristobal in San Juan were begun in the 1530s. Walter Chavez says one piece of the structure is home to some mysterious events.
The Devil Sentry Box was actually the first piece that they built, so it was kind of like a small fortification in itself, but basically it was a sentry box.
A sentry would be stationed there for a watch. Those who had the night shift might have been terrified by the stories of those who had held the post before them.
They got to get its name of the Devil Sentry Box because there's tales about the soldiers who actually would have to spend the night there. In the morning they'd go looking for the soldier, and all they would find would be his uniform.
Stories of the sentry's demise grew into tales of the devil capturing soldiers in the night. The reality is probably far from it.
More than likely, what it really was that these soldiers just basically gave up on being in the army and maybe found themselves a local girl that maybe they wanted to go off with, and that's probably what happened.
What is perhaps more amazing is that these fortifications were used for nearly 400 years, the last century of which was under U.S. control. The old fort is still here, but there are pieces of modern military barracks within it.
The bunkers that you see here that kind of remind you of what you used to see over in Normandy and places like that, well, that's what they were. They were here to look for U-boats and things like that during the World War II times. It's gone through a series of transformations.
Today, San Juan National Historic Site is truly a jewel in the park system, a place not to be missed, and a place where you will be mesmerized by this fort on the Atlantic. Traveling the countryside in San Juan, Puerto Rico, I'm Andrew McCrae.